I've never experienced something so gorgeous and something so cultural in any sort of competition that I have been in. The Miss America organization, I am surrounded by intelligent, beautiful women, of course. But the difference between the Miss America organization and the Miss Indian World organization was that we're all surrounded by other indigenous people. And so we shared our cultural knowledge again, and it is something so beautiful. We shared our language. For example, one of the contestants was from Alaska, and so she spoke her language fluently. And so it was so cool to see her and her parents and her grandparents speak in their indigenous language. And behind the stage, we would always tell each other stories. And the story that she was talking about, she was telling us a story about how the flowers will emerge from the earth when the snow leaves. But it was all said in her indigenous language. And that is something that we all shared with each other throughout the whole week. And it is very, very exciting.
That is Lori Rose Martin Kingbird. She is a recent graduate of Trek North High School in Bemidji, Minnesota. She has also recently been crowned Miss Minnesota Outstanding Teen. And she was crowned first runner-up in the Miss Indian World competition in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tell me about Miss Indian World. What inspired you to go for it?
Well, my family and I took care of my niece and my nephew for about a couple months. And so, you know, the responsibilities of children, you have to take them to school and pick them up. And so one day I picked up my niece from school and she comes up to me. She's like, look it, Auntie, look it. And she had a piece of paper of squiggles and drawings and something I couldn't make out. But in her imagination, it was something different. And I looked at her with the biggest brown eyes I've ever seen, the longest brown hair. I thought she was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it kind of just dawned on me, and I kind of surrendered myself in some sort of way that these are our children and these are the future. I wanted to instill that confidence and that empowerment back into my community. And Miss Indian World was one step that I could do that. And another step that I previously did before Miss Indian World was competing in the Miss America organization.
What was that all about?
It is a three-part system. It is local, state, then national. I earned a title, Miss Minnesota's Outstanding Teen, and I had the ability and the power to promote my own personal platform, which was Life Without Water and Protection and Conservation of Our Sacred Nibi.
Okay, what's Nibi mean?
It means water in my language.
Okay,
yeah.
And that's Ojibwe?
Yes.
Okay, so you did some competitions with the Miss America contest, but then you decided to go for Miss Indian World.
Yeah.
Okay.
Miss Indian World has always been on my agenda, something that I've always wanted to do ever since I was younger.
So what happens at the Miss World competition?
It is a week-long process. When we first arrive, we go to orientation, and then it starts right off the bat. The next morning is personal interview, and the next day is a full talent production, and I presented the story of Battle of Sugar Point, which is the last Indian uprising in American history, which is really interesting since it's so close to my home. And then after that is your public speaking, where you get a minute to answer a question, and then it's your dance portion. You can dance contemporary, which you see on powwow trails, like jingle, fancy, traditional, anything that you choose, or you can do your traditional dance. And then after that is crowning.
And so traditional dance, you mean depending on what your tribe might be?
Yes.
Okay.
For example, one of the contestants was a ribbon dancer, and so she had a structure with ribbons on it, and that's how she danced, and she moved the ribbons, and that was her traditional dance to her home.
Okay. How did that impact you on a personal level?
It impacted me in two ways. One of them is that I had a realization that as an Indigenous woman, I am part of a population that is underrepresented in many social aspects. And with that realization, I had more so of an obligation to represent who I am, who I come from, and who I represent as an Indigenous woman. And a second way that it impacted me is that as an Indigenous woman, as a woman, in fact, I am sacred, I am valued, and I am beautiful. Indigenous women are faced with violence higher than the average or other identities. Mm-hmm. And I am actually talking about the missing, murdered Indigenous women. With that realization, it brought a sort of a self-value that I needed to project into the world, and that I am to be respected, I am to be valued, and I am to be everything that a woman should be valued for, because I am beautiful and I'm strong as Indigenous woman.
Yes. And smart.
Yes, of course.
And what a great role model you are for your little, was it your little niece?
My niece, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was my whole sole purpose for the Miss Indian World competition, that I wanted to bring that empowerment and that beauty and instill it back into our youth, because they're, again, they are so beautiful and they're so powerful because they are our future.
That is Lori Rose Martin Kingbird. She has grown up in the Bemidji and Cass Lake, Minnesota area, and she was recently crowned first runner-up in the Miss Indian World competition. It must have been pretty powerful to be surrounded by so many wise, gorgeous Indigenous women.
Yes, it made me all the more proud that I am Indigenous and that I am from the Lehtik Band of Ojibwe, that I am from this earth. Because we come from different parts of the world, we all came together as strangers, but we all left as family. We refer to ourselves as sisters more so than competitors or contestant number one or contestant number two. We know each other by our first name and we refer to each other as sisters. And so we are all from different parts of the nation, even from Canada, and we all have a different identity that we brought to the table. We shared our own language, we shared our own stories. It was such a beautiful experience to be a part of a beautiful competition with other Indigenous women.
So you are clearly somebody whose culture is a very strong part of your life.
It is my identity. Mm-hmm. It is who I am. It runs through my blood. My mm-hmm. ancestors from before me and before them runs through my veins. And so I have a responsibility to share my knowledge and to share being Indigenous and my cultural knowledge to youth and children of my community.
Okay, Rose, let's talk about the clothes. What do you wear for the Miss Indian World competition?
Delina White,
yes.
Yeah, of I Am Anishinaabe. She sponsored wardrobe. So her and her two daughters, Sage Davis and Lavender Hunt, helped me with my wardrobe. They sponsored my interview dress, and virtually every aspect of my wardrobe was I Am Anishinaabe.
So your clothes were Anishinaabe.
Yeah, I had to serve my identity as much as I could have.
Oh, I love that. So yeah. It wasn't like evening gowns necessarily.
No.
And no swimming suits.
No, no.
Oh, I love this competition.
It's more so of how you can project yourself into the world as a professional Indigenous woman and how you can serve your community and other communities. My best friend out of it, her name is Sasha, and she is from Navajo Nation. And she's telling me about the significance of her belt and her turquoise. And her belt is actually like a native shapewear for the waist. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like the hype of the shapewear and the Spanx or something like that.
Yes.
It is actually a cultural thing for the Navajo women to have a tight belt on. And she shared with me about that. And it was something so fascinating. And it's something so cool because I had something different because I had florals, my Ojibwe woodland florals. And it was different because the other women had geometric or they had their turquoise. I had my florals, and so I had my other identity just as much as the other women. It's very different than the Miss America organization.
So empowering.
Yeah, it truly is a beautiful experience. I would like to send a message out to our youth, Indigenous and children from non-Indigenous communities. You have the power to do anything that you have your mind to. The society in our world may be negative and tell you that you cannot do it. But take me as an example, because I'm a part of you and we're all in this together. I accomplished many things in my 18 years of life. You can do anything and everything that you have your mind to, because you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are smart. And do not let anybody tell you different, because you know who you are and you know what you can do. Being Indigenous, it has been a kind of two-way experience, because when you are Indigenous and you live in America, you walk in two different worlds. You have your traditional world and you have your Western world. And it's really hard to find yourself in between, because sometimes you can be too Indian for the Western world or too Western for the Indian world. And it's been a little bit of a challenge to find myself in both worlds, but I have found myself in each, in that I feel all the more proud that I am Native American and that I'm enrolled in Lehtik Band of Ojibwe, and I'm a U.S. citizen, and it is something that is truly powerful.
That is Lori Rose Martin Kingbird. She holds the title of Miss Minnesota Outstanding Teen, and she was crowned first runner-up in the Miss Indian World competition. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio.
Well, as a child, I mostly spoke inside my head. I had conversations with the clowns, the dogs, the dead. And they thought me broken, that my tongue was coated lead. But I just couldn't make my words make sense to them. If you only listen with your ears, I can't get in. And I spend my evenings pulling stars out of the sky. And I'd arrange them on the lawn where I would lie. Taste the dreams of distant lives, and I would dress myself up in them through the night, while my folks would sleep in separate beds, and wonder why. Myself alone.